Busying himself with a mound of scribbled notes and pushing his metal-rimmed spectacles up his bulbous nose as he nervously scanned the congregation seated in front of him was the Reverend Michael Gregory. In his 50-plus years of professional worship, this had to be his most high-profile funeral to date. Never before had he presided over a service that had attracted such media attention. He could already feel the rivulets of sweat running down his back under his cassock. A mass of designer-clad mourners had spent the best part of an hour filing into the church. Celebrities from the world of television, some who'd been stirring out from the newspaper gossip pages that very morning, caused whispers of excitement. Alongside them was a scattering of film stars. Rugged, chiselled features and flawless porcelain doll skin that had only ever been seen locally on posters at the tiny village cinema or staring down from the sides of the buses that frequently trundled past the church's graveyard. Representatives from London's West End and famed singing sensations were in attendance too, as was a peppering of politicians. Not old-school dinosaurs that any of the regular attendees of St. Agatha's had ever voted for. No, some of those supposedly trendy ones who were more interested in being seen on some Caribbean island with a rock star buddy than putting the country back on its feet. These were all celebrities for the 21st century. New, hip, happening. Not that any of the mourners gathered had made it easy to be recognised, for once. Most wore large dark sunglasses covering their faces. Puzzling, seeing as it was hardly the height of summer. The sun had been hiding itself behind heavy pendulous clouds all day, so why the need for sunglasses? They were an odd crowd, staring up at the Reverend, many of them nervously twitching their heads left and right with alarming regularity, as if checking out just who was who and who was sitting where. The seating plan of this particular funeral had seemingly never been so important. There had been a frenzy of hurried footsteps rushing into St. Agatha's the moment the solid church doors had opened. That's what happens when segments of the service are being filmed for broadcast. Due to public interest, images would be shown on the news later that day. Being seen to mourn was obviously paramount in many of the gathered masses' minds. There had been a bank of photographers and reporters outside the church. Every time a car with blacked-out windows had pulled up outside the ornate lich gate, the whole church had lit up with the popping flashlights from the cameras. The family of the deceased had been heard bemoaning that the funeral had become a bloody circus. For the locals, used to living in one of England's most green yet normally tranquil areas, the invasion of the media world was a pain in the backside. But the various names being escorted from their cars by a capped-peaked chauffeur were lapping it up, basking in the hollered screams of reporters clamouring for a decent headline-grabbing quote. From the tabloid hacks desperate for a tasty titbit concerning the mysterious circumstances that surrounded the deceased's demise, to the fashionistas gagging for details of what the well-dressed celebrity was wearing to funerals these days, their constant high-volume cries sounded like deranged seagulls. Not that any species other than humans would be able to come up with such vacuous answers.
"She was greatly loved, taken from us at such a crucial point in her life. I am beyond bereft, but she'll try to cope. Always a dear friend, she had so much more to give. Why is life sometimes so cruel and heartless?"
"The pain of losing such a bright light has dimmed my very existence. It will be so hard for me to shine again. But for my angel in heaven above, I know that's exactly what she'd want me to do."
Every comment, followed by a seemingly sincere face of misery and a beautifully manicured hand raised to the neckline as if clutching some imaginary string of pearls in a faux outpouring of angst and heartache. The falseness of it all was brutally obvious. Those who really seemed to care for the woman being buried today were few and far between. It was indeed a circus. Gazing down from the pulpit as the final note of Ave Maria petered out, the sunglasses-adorned faces of those peering up at Reverend Gregory spooked him slightly. Their big black compound eyes stared like mutant insects from a bad sci-fi movie. Adjusting his dog collar nervously, he began the service. "Dearly beloved."